tragedy of the atmosphere. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. More and more arguments against the scientific consensus that humans are changing the Earth's climate are not about science at all. Instead, they focus on loss of personal liberties and distrust of increased government regulation. The concept of landowner rights goes back many centuries. For the most part, there's only modest regulations such as zoning restricting the rights of landowners. The regulation of waters has a more recent history, though even the Bible suggests that one should not pollute the waters that run from one property to another, as in Ezekiel 34:19, "Must my flock feed on what you have trampled and drink what you have muddied with your feet?" The atmosphere has been the dumping ground for various pollutants such as wood smoke since the beginning of human civilization. Of course, we know why this must change. The atmosphere is not infinite, and dilution is not the solution. While no one owns the atmosphere, its degradation is having an enormous impact on the lands and waters that support humanity. Many arguments against climate change are about how regulating carbon dioxide emissions would result in a loss of individual and corporate liberties. Science asks that we pay the costs of pollution today so that we may leave a better environment for all people tomorrow. It is the role of government to balance individual rights with the well-being of the 7 billion people who occupy this planet. With the banning of smoking in public buildings, we've already regulated personal liberties with respect to air chemistry. Secondhand carbon dioxide is also harmful, so we need to do better. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.